ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Daf Hei. I'll begin the sugya which starts at the bottom of Daled Amud Beis, the machaikas between Abaya and Rava, Kamilsa the Omer Rachman Loi Savid. The treat of Abaya is Imovid Mahani, and Rava holds Imovid Loi Mahani. The Gemara does not bring any sforos to explain the machaikas, nor does the Gemara bring a makar to either shita. The only thing the Gemara does bring is Abaya's Raya. Abaya proved him Ovid Mahani, the Yisak Leitach Loi Mahani Amai Loki. How could one be Chayiv Malkus for only trying to do something that's a Raya that him Ovid Mahani? And Rava rejected that Raya. He said, Hayde Loki Mishon Da'ovar Amei Mer Derachmano. It's not a Raya that him Ovid Mahani. Even if we'll say him Ovid Loi Mahani, still we will understand why there would be a Chayiv Malkus. He did the Maisa which the Torah told him not to do. So even if the Maisa was not successful to create the Chalois, we'd understand that's enough of a reason to be Chayiv Malkus. Now clearly Abaya and Rava are not talking about all Chiyuvei Malkus, they're not talking about all types of Averis. Any Aver which involves a Maisa and a physical result, for example, if he ate Macholis Asurais, or he was Boil Bia Asura, there obviously this would not be negated to the Macholikas Abaya and Rava. The food was eaten, the Bia was done, the concept of Yovid Loi Mahani cannot possibly apply. The Macholikas is in a case where the Maisa Isra was to do a certain Chalois. If one was Mekadosh and Isha, who he was Usher to, or he was Ma'anis a woman, and afterwards he was Megarisha, which is Usher, he was Mafish Truma min Ara ala Yofa, which is also a Chalois Truma, which he did be Isser, or he did a Maisa Tmura, all of these cases, the Isser is not a physical outcome, the Isser is an halachic outcome. Over there, that's where Abaya and Rava argue. Abaya says, it has to be Mavin Mahani, because how else could he get Malkus? If his action was not successful, and the Chalois is Nachal, it would be illogical that the Torah would give Malkus for that, and Rava says the Torah can give Malkus for that, for the attempt to try to do the Chalais, which is Osir, that's also enough of a reason to get Malkus. Now again, as we said, the Gemara does not bring a Makar or a Svara to explain the Machlaikis. The Gemara is Mashma that the Svara Chitzayna would be Alderach Lashita of Rava, because Abaya was the one who had to prove, and he had to bring a Raya to himself. Rava rejected Abaya's Raya. By doing that, that was enough for him to maintain his Shita. He didn't have to bring any further Svara or Raya. It would seem that the Pashtus, the Svarach Yitzhainu, will be a Derech Rava. And the question is, what exactly is the Svarach to say, Imovid Loi Mahani? Why would we say that if one does a Maisa against the Torah, the Svarach is that that Maisa cannot accomplish the result of the Chalois? And it seems that we could pose two general Mahalchim, many Chayim say along these lines, these two Tzadim, and they are as follows. The first side would be to say, just the fact that he was over in Isser, that itself is a reason to say that the Chalois is Nachal. It's not mistaber that when the Torah tells you not to do something, and you went against the Torah, and you did it anyhow, the Torah allows that that Maisa should accomplish the Chalois. So just the fact that you're over in Isser, that itself is the reason, that's the Siba, why the Chalois should not work. Abaya, in theory, would agree to this. He doesn't argue on the Svara of Rava, just that he has a Raya now like this. He proves from that which you get Malkus. It's not mistaber to Abaya that one would get Malkus for a Maisa which was not successful. And Rava argues on that. He says that one can get Malkus for being over a member of the Rachmano, even if his Maisa was not successful, for attempting to do the Chalais which the Torah did not want, that would be enough of a reason to get Malkus. The second side in understanding the Shito of Rava, Yavid Loi Mahani, as I'll see, this is the Mahalach of Rabbi Kveger and the Minchas Chinuch, they bring many rayas to this side, is it's not the pshat that the fact that this Maisa contains an Isser, that itself is the reason to prevent the Maisa from being successful in making the Chalais. Rather, the pshat is that included in the words of the Torah, when the Torah told a person not to do something, we understand the Torah at the same time is also telling us that if he does it, it's not going to be chal. For example, if the Torah tells the Kohen Gadol, Amono Grusha Lo Yikach, we understand the Torah is not simply telling him not to do it, and at the same time the Torah is also telling us that if he is Mekadosh such an Isha, the Kedushin will not be chal. So in other words, according to the first side, when the Pasuk says Amono Grusha Lo Yikach, the Torah is only saying one thing, that it's also for the Kohen Gadol to marry you an Amono or a Grusha. On our own, we understand that a Maisa Kedushin, which is done by Isser, cannot possibly make a chalois. According to the second side, the pasuk itself contains two things. The pasuk is telling us that it's usher for the kohen gadol to marry an almona and a grusha, At the same time, the Torah is also telling us that if he is Mekadosh such an Isha, the Kedusha will not be Chal. Now, as we mentioned, Rabbi Krieger brings a number of rayas to this tzad. Rabbi Krieger is Meirich on the Sugya of Imavid Loi Mahani. He speaks about it in the Chuvus in Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Chav Tes, and in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid, in Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Memches. All these Chuvus are brought over here in the Kedusha of Rabbi Krieger. Ragapanim will mention some of his rayas. One ray he brings from a kasha which many Achronim ask, and that is, the Mishnah in Chulun Daf Yudalit is mavur that if one shechs an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, even though he's chayv misa for that shechita, still the din is that the shechita is kosher. And the kasha is according to Rava, why don't we say Yom Oved Loi Mahani? Since the shechita was also to do on Shabbos, we should say that the shechita does not accomplish its goal to be matter the behima, the chaleis heter is nacha with the shechita, since it was done through a maisa iser. And Krieger answers this kasha by saying, as we explain the second side, the pshat Yom Oved Loi Mahani means when the Torah tells us not to do something, included in that is both the Isser, and at the same time the Torah is also telling us that the Chalis is not Chal, Rabbi Krieger says that does not work in all cases. It only applies in a case where the Lav is an Inyan Prati, it's a specific case, and it would be possible to say that in that case, included in the Pasuk, is not only the Isser, but also that the Chalis is prevented. For example, by Tmura, where the Torah says, don't be Meimer, there the Gemara holds, we should say, Imavad Loi Mahani, the Torah is telling us that it's Osir, and also that it would not be Chal. Or in the example we gave earlier, a Kohen Gadol marrying a Grusha or an Almana, when the Torah says Almana or Grusha lo yikach, it could be understood the Torah is telling us that the Chalais will not work either if a Kohen Gadol is Mekadosh them. However, when the Torah says, as far as Hilchos Shabbos, kol malacha lo yisase, most malachas, Rabbi Krieger explains, do not involve making a Chalais, rather it's the Maisa itself with the result that the Maisa accomplishes. Planting, cooking, trapping, in all these examples, the Torah is telling us not to do the Maisa on Shabbos. There one cannot possibly say that when the Torah tells us kol melacha leisase, included in that is also that the maisa does not work. The seed was planted, the food was cooked, the animal was trapped. Akarach, when the Torah says kol melacha leisase, the Torah is simply telling us that these actions are forbidden on Shabbos. Therefore, Krieger says, even if we will find certain melachas that involve a halachic result, like shechita on Shabbos, the result of this maisa is a halachic din, the animal becomes mutar b'achila on Shabbos, and here we cannot possibly say that included in the pasuk is that the ma'isa does not work to create the result, since bederach klal most malachas that are included in this pasuk of kol malacha leisase are not something which possibly can be said on them that the result is not chal. So bishma, if we would learn like the other tzad, the first tzad which we explained in the yisayit of him of loy mahani, it's not that it's included in the pasuk that the chalais doesn't work, rather there's a sura that a ma'isa which involved an iser would not have the koyach to accomplish the chalais. So in this case as well, we should say that although most malachas of Shabbos do not involve a halachic result, by them would not be negeir the klal of Imavid Loi Mahani, but the ones which do involve a halachic result, like Shechita, where Heter Achil is being chal alidei the Shechita, the svara should be that the Torah would not give a koyach through this Maisa Shechita to create the Heter Achila, since this Maisa Shechita involved an Isser by being done on Shabbos. We have to look for a different teretz to answer the kasha of Achronim, but if we go like the second halach, this would be the teretz, since we cannot say that included in the pasuk of kol malacha leisase is that the shechita would not be chal, since many malachas are included in this pasuk and most of them would not be negared to say that the heter is not chal. Once it's not included in the pasuk, then we no longer have a makar to say over here imavad loy mahani. Another ray which Rabbi Krieger brings is from a gemara baba kama daf ayin amud beis. The gemara there is talking about the chiv of dalet vehei. If one steals an animal and then shechts it or sells it, he has to pay 4 or 5 times the value of the animal. The Gemara talks about a case where the one who's buying the animal says, Zroik gnevoy secha lechatseri v'tikneli gnevoy secha. Throw the animal which you stole into my rishos, and my chatser will be kainet for me. The Gemara is addressing a case where this is done on Shabbos, and a malach of Shabbos is being done at the same time by throwing the animal into the rishos ha-yachid. And the Gemara there says, we apply the klal of kumlei bidrabim minei, since by being over the Isra of Shabbos he's chayiv misa, so thou pattern him from tashlumin. Therefore, in this case, it should be pater from the chiv of Dawud Vehei, which would have been chal at the same moment that the chiv of Misa is chal. But Akapayim, the kasha which Achronim ask, the Shilta Gibraim and Beitzel, and Davchof Omer Beis in the Dapei Arif, Ois Dawud, he asks this kasha, as well as in the Ma'arit, Chelik Aleph, Simen Samach Tes, they ask, why don't we say him Ovid Loi Mahani? Since the Maisa Kinyan is being done through a Maisa Isser, we should say that the Kinyan is not chal, according to the Shita of Rava, Kol Musa Damar Achmanu Loi Savid, Yovid Loi Mahani. Again, Rabbi Krieger says the same teretz would apply over there, since over there we're talking about a melacha of Shabbos, and melachas of Shabbos generally produce physical results, where it's not negated to say Yom Oved Loi Mahani, Therefore, when the pasuk says "Kol melacha leisasa," the Torah is simply telling us that this is a ma'ase iser. The Torah is not telling us that the teitzah does not work. So even in cases where the melacha does involve a chalais, we're not going to say that nichlal in the pasuk of "Kol melacha leisasa" that the chalais does not work. Now, the Minchas Chinuch as well in Mitzvah Shin Samach Aleph, he says the identical yisaid. He also answers many kashas with this yisaid. Another kasha legabi Hilchos Shabbos, which the Achrayim ask and which is answered by this, is from now the din is if one does Mila on Shabbos when he was not supposed to, we know that Mila Bizmani is Deicha Shabbos, but if it's Shalei Bizmani, it's not Deicha Shabbos. If one does Mila on Shabbos when he was not allowed to, it's behoor for the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, that the Mila is kosher and one does not have to do Hatafas Dam Bris afterwards. And the kasha is, why don't we say Im Ovid Loi Mahani, that the Bris Mila, since it was done Be Isser, it should not work, although obviously the Taitzah cannot be physically undone, but we should say that the child is still considered an oral. We should require Hatafas Dam Bris afterwards to give him the status of a Nimoyal. And again, the Teretz of this would be, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, when the Teretz says Kol Melacha Leisasa, obviously it's not included in that, that the Taitzah is not successful, since Bederech Klal, most Melachas of Shabbos, do not have an Halachic result. Now with this you say, the Rekveger answers not only cases of Melachis on Shabbos, other cases as well. There's a Tosis later on in the Vav Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschav Hashta Deshaninon, and over there at the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph is looking for an actual nafkamina between Abaye and Rovo, and Tosis asks, why don't we say there's a nafkamina in a case where one made a shvua not to be Megarish's wife, and after he goes and is Megarisher? L'chair, we should say, according to the Shita of Abaye, Mavid Mahani, according to Rovo, since he's over an Isser, since he's going against his shvua, he's being over the Isser of L'yachal Dvaroy, the Gershon should not be Chal. This is the Kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos of the Gev the Teretz, he explains why there even Rava would be masking him Ovid Mahani. But Rekveger says the Chayyim could say a different Teretz to this Kasha of Tosfos. Why is this not enough Kamina between Abaya and Rava? And that is based on this Yisayid. In order to say him Ovid Loi Mahani, it has to be that included in the Pasuk itself is this understanding the Torah is telling us that it is not Chal. When the Torah tells us that one has to keep a Nedra, the Torah says, the love Lo Yachel Devoroy, one should not transgress his own nether. Here you cannot possibly say that if one tries to transgress his nether, the Torah is telling us that it's not chal, since bederech klal, most nedarim, this would be impossible to say so. For example, if he makes a nether not to eat something and then he goes and he eats it, the pasuk cannot possibly be telling us that it's not chal. It's not a question of anything being chal. The food lemaisa was eaten. So even if he will have a case where the nether was, for example, not to be megarish his wife, there it is theoretically possible to say that the pasuk is telling us that if he tries to be Megarasher, it won't be Chal. Since Bederech Chal, this is not the case, so the Pasuk of Le'achal Dvari is understood to be simply telling us in Isser, nothing about the Chalois. Even in this specific case, also we understand, we're not going to say him Avod Loi Mahani, since this was not included in the intention of the Pasuk. Similarly, Rabbi Kveger and the Minchas Chinuch answer another Kasha. There's a Gemara Gitan Daf Chof, which says that if one writes a get on Isuri Hano and he gives it to his wife, the Gerushin is kosher. And the question which the Achrayim ask over there is, why don't we say him Ovid Loi Mahani, since he's benefiting from this Isuri Hano, he's benefiting it by using it as his get, we should say him Ovid Loi Mahani, and the Gerushin is Nachal. And again, the Teretz would be, since when the Torah tells us about Isuri Hano, it cannot possibly be understood that the Torah is telling us that if one uses this Isuri Hano, that which used it for would not be Chal, since Bederech Chal, Isuri Hano, one transgresses the Isur by using it for a type of benefit which does not involve any Chalois, any Halochic Din. For example, Klaya Kerem, which is Osir Bahano, the normal way to benefit from that would be either to eat it, to feed it to his animals, to heat his oven by burning it. All these types of Hanos do not involve halachic consequences. Their physical benefits, where Yavad Mahani cannot possibly be applied. So the Torah is telling us about these Yisuri Hano. The Torah is just telling us about the Isur to benefit from them. The Torah is not telling us anything about the Chalois working. Therefore, even in this case, where he's using the Yisuri Hano to be Megarish and Isha, we don't have any mekar from a pasuk to tell us that the gerushin will not be chal. I'll just give one final example. Another place where Rabbi Kveger uses this yisaid to answer a kasha which Achrayim ask, that is the Rambam paskins that if one buys chametz on Pesach, he gets malchus for being over the isser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze. And the kasha that Rabbi Kveger asks is, why don't we say him over Mahani, the kinyan should not be chal. Since he's being over an isser by buying this chametz on Pesach, we should say that the kinyan does not work and he does not own the chametz. Again, here Rabbi Kveger answers, since when the Torah says the Isser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze, included in this pasuk is if one makes a dough and he allows it to become chametz, he's also over the Isser. And in that case, the pasuk of Sa'ola Yimasi Vivatechem is only telling you an Isser. It's not telling you that if one tries to own the chametz, it doesn't work. In that case, he owns the chametz already. It was his dough, and he allowed it to become chametz. So once we have a pasuk which includes cases where on them the Torah is only giving an Isser, not telling you anything about the chalois, so then really that's the understanding of the pasuk in all cases. So even in the case where he buys chametz, we're not going to apply the rule of Miyavad Mahani. We understand that when the Torah says Sa'arla Yimasi Vivatechem, the Torah is only giving us an Isser, it's not telling us anything about the chalois, whether it works or not. Akapam, this is the Mahalach of Rabbi Kveger, the Menchas Chinuch, and the Chedusha agrees over here as well. In the beginning of Tmura, the Briskurov says this pshat, this is the Lamdus of Yavad Lo Mahani. However, the Achoyin bring the Taisus and the Avov, which Rabbi Kveger quoted. Rabbi Kveger was coming to answer the Kasha of Taisus. That Taisus will be Muchach, not like this Yisayid, because Taisus has a Kasha, he holds that we should say Yavad Lo Mahani when one makes a neder not to be Megarish's wife and then is then Megarisher. There, surely we would not say that included in the Pasuk of Lo Yachal Devaroy is that in this case the Gerishon is Nachal. Still, Taisus holds we should apply the Klal of Yavad Lo Mahani. That would be mashma like the first tzad in how we explained the klal of Rava, that a maisa which involves an isser cannot possibly succeed in creating the chalois. Therefore, Taisus holds in that case as well, since the maisa gerishin involves an isser, it should not work to be megarisher. Another raya that the achayim bring, this is brought in the Briskarov, as well as in the Stipler in Kilos Yaakov Simin Beis, that Taisus does not hold al derech this klal, is from Taisus over here at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. And Dibur Maschal Rava Omar, Taisus asks, if one intentionally makes a mumin of Bechor, the din should be that the Bechor is Osir. The din is that a Bechor, which is a tam, is brought as a carbon. Once it gets a mum, the Kain has a right to shecht it and eat it. And Taisus is asking that if he made the mum intentionally, the din should be that it's Osir. Since one is over an Isser by making a mum intentionally, as the Gemara Bechoris says, we learn this from the Pasuk which says, "Kol mum lo yihi aboy." From there we learn that it's Osir to make a mum in a Bechor. So we should say, Mavad Lo Mahani, according to Rava, if he didn't make a mum intentionally, the mum should not be matter the Bechor ba'achila. And the Gemara in Bechoris says that if one does make a mum intentionally, so it's asr for him to shach mishum knas, that's only din derabanan. Mashmais is a mederaisa, it's mutter. L'chor, according to Rava, we should say, Mavad Lo Mahani, even mederaisa, it should be asr to shach as chulin and eat it. So Tosfos himself answers this kasha by saying, Le'igara me'ilu nafo by mum me'atzmai deshari, since even if it would have got a mum on its own, the din will be that it's mutter. Just the fact that it has a mum, that's the heter. It's not dependent on his maisa. It's not because he made the mum which is matter it. Here Taisus says we cannot apply the klal of Yavad Lo Mahani. Kiputi, what Taisus means to say is, when does the klal of Yavad Lo Mahani apply? Only in a case where the chalois, the heter which is being chal, is a result of his maisa. Over here it's not a result of his maisa, it's a result of the fact that there is a mum right now. Since even if the mum would have happened on its own, it would be mutter. That proves that it's not his maisa which created the heter. Therefore, the klal of Yavad Lo Mahani does not apply. Yavad Lo Mahani just tells us that a maisa iser cannot create the heter. Here, it's not the maisa which is creating the chalois heter. But Agapam, the Biskarov proves from the kasha of Taisus, he says, if the whole understanding of Rav of Yavad Lo Mahani is al derech the way Rabbi Kveger and the Minchas Chinuch understands, the Biskarov himself also says that the sugya is mashmal derech that mahalach. However, he asks, the kasha of Taisus would not be difficult at all if that's the pshat of Yavad Lo Mahani, since when the pasuk says that one should not make a mumin or bechor, this iser not to make a mum has nothing to do with the heter which is chal when it gets a mum. That which the kain is allowed to eat it as chulin and not bring it as a carbon, that's not the reason why one cannot make a mum. The reason why one cannot make a mum is because one cannot make a mum in any kachem. He's making it not roi la krava. That which becomes mutter ba'achila as chulin, that's a taitza, that's a secondary result. Once it's not roi la krava, the Torah says the kain can eat it even without bringing it as a carbon. But since over here in this case the iser has nothing to do with the heter, the iser not to make a mum is not connected to the heter for the kain to eat it. Here you cannot possibly say that included in that which the Torah says not to make a mum is that if he does make a mum it won't be mutter, since the two dinim are not related. From here the Biskarov proves Bedas Taisvis, Taisvis did not understand the lumness of Rava this way, that the Pshat in the Yavad Lo Mahani is that Nichlal and the iser is also the Torah telling us that one does not have the ability to make the chalois. That will not apply over here in this case of Tzayrim Oizim Bechar. From here Al-Kachi you see that Taisvis understood like the other tzad, that there's a new din, Misfar, which is not included in the Pasuk, a Svar that a Maisa Isser does not have the ability to make a Chalois. Therefore, Taisus held that in this case, where one intentionally made a Mum in a Bechor, and he was over an Isser, that Maisa should not succeed in being Matter the Bechor to the Kayin. Even though in this case, the reason why the Torah gave the Isser is not because of the result of the Heter, which is going to be Chal. Still, even in this case, we would say the Klal of the Yavad Lo Mahani, even a secondary din, which is chal aydeiz meisa, which is not the siba why the Torah gave the iser, that also should not be chal. There also we should say im avid loy mahani. And this Taisa's answer is, as he explains, since the bechor would be mutter for ganam mum even memela, it's not a result of his meisa. Here the klal of yavid loy mahani would not apply. So these are the two rays which the achrayim bring. The Taisa's did not go with this mahalach of the achrayim, and the Taisa's held like the first time we explained in the klal of yavid loy mahani. Now continue on to the Gemara at the top of Hei Omer Aleph. The Gemara tries to bring a ray up to the Machlekes of Abaye and Rava from the case of Oynes Shagirish. There are two Lashonis in the Gemara. The first Lashon of the Gemara tried to bring a ray to Abaye, to Kasha and Rava. According to the second Lashon, the Lashon Achrina, it's the opposite. The Gemara asked the Kasha on Abaye, the Gemara was bringing a ray to Rava. Now the first Lashon of the Gemara, what is the ray that the Gemara attempts to bring to the sheet of Abaye, Keneged Rava? For now, the Beisa says, Oynes Shagirish, im Yisrael hu machzer ve'inay loike. If one is ma'anas a woman and he's mechuyev to marry her, the pasuk says, "V'loisi al yisrael liyuchol shalcha kol yomov." If afterwards he's megarisher, so if he's a yisrael who could remarry his grusha, machzer ve'inay loika, he's mechuyev to take her back. He's not chayev malchus. The Raisa continues that if he's a kohen, im kohen who loika ve'inay machzer, he cannot take her back. He is chayev malchus. Now, in the first lashon of the Gemara brings a raya, "I amret kiven d'avar amemra d'rachman aloki honami lilki tiyufta d'rava." Rashi explains, the Raya of the Gemara is, Vishnu according to Abaye, we understand why there's no Chiv Malkus, because this is like a case where it was Loi Mahani. He was over in Isser, but by being over he was not successful, he's Mechuyiv to take her back. And Abaye holds, if the Din would be Yavah Loi Mahani, it would not make sense to say that you get Malkus. The Torah would not give Malkus for only trying to do something and not being successful. So over here what the Din actually is, that he's Mechuyiv to take her back, he wasn't totally successful. We understand why the din will be that he's not chayev malchus. However, if you hold like Rava, Rava holds that one can get malchus for being over a member of the Rachmano. For that reason, Rava says that even if he yavid loy mahani, one can still get malchus. He doesn't agree to the raya of Abaya. If so, why over here, where although the din is that he's mechuyev to take her back, he wasn't totally successful to be megarisher, still the din should be according to Rava, he should get malchus for being over a member of the Rachmano. Now, Taisus over here, in Dibur Maschol Meisvei, he points out that the Gemara over here is assuming that which the din is that when Yisrael is megarish, and he's mechuyev to take her back, he doesn't get malchus. It's not the pshat like the Gemara said earlier in Daf Daled Amud Beis. There the Gemara is mavur. The Gemara understands the reason why he's not chayev malchus is because it's a lav anitig le'esei. There in Daf Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara is discussing whether by kain also we should say that it's lav anitig le'esei, he shouldn't get malchus. But upon the Gemara there understands that's the pshat why Yisrael would not get malchus. Taisus explains here the Gemara in Daf Hayim and Aleph is not going with this svara. Here the Gemara assumes that this would not be a reason not to get Malkus. As Taisus explains, in the end of Dibur Maschol Meisvei, the reason why the Gemara over here at this point held that Oynes Shagirish from Yisrael Machzer Ve'ina Loike is not the pshat because it's Lav Anitig L'Essay. The Gemara held this way because this is considered Lav Shekodma Essay. This is a Lav where the Essay, which is coming to Munatik the Lav, really was around. That same Essay was here even before he was over the Lav. We discussed this in the previous year. But upon him, for whatever reason, the Gemara's understanding over here, the Pshat in the Brayse is not because it's a Lav Anitikla Essay, or the Pshat is al derech Abaye, like Abaye says, anything which is Loi Mahani, the Torah would not give Malkus on that. Here this is considered Loi Mahani because he's Mechuyev still to take her back. This is a Kasha on Rava. On this thing my answer is, Amal Lecha Rava, Shani Hosom D'Amar Kro Kol Yomov Ba'amuyid V'Hachzir. The verse says, Rava will answer, and the reason why there's no Malkus in this case is because the Pasuk says, L'Yuchol L'Shalcha Kol Yomov. The word is kol yomov, we understand, means kol yomov ba'amoyd v'hachzer. As I'll see, there's a machoikas between Rashi and Tosfos over here, how to understand the teretz of the Gemara. And additionally, within Rashi himself, we'll see there are two ways in the Achrayim how to understand what is the teretz of Rava. We'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos and Dibur Maschol Amal Charova. The way Tosfos understands the Gemara over here, the Gemara is simply answering that no, the Pshat in the Braisa is because it's a Lav Anitik L'Essay. Originally we thought, now the Gemara's Raya Ta'abaya, the Pshat is because it's Loi Mahani. The Gemara answers that according to Rava, really you would get Malkus even on something which is Loi Mahani, you get Malkus for being over a member of the Rachmano. That which the Raisa says is no Malkus is because it's a Lav Anitig L'Essay. And Taisa explains the reason why it's Lav Anitig L'Essay is because there's a new essay after he was Megarisher. Originally the Gemara thought that it's not a Lav Anitig L'Essay because the essay really was around even before he was over the Lais Essay. Now that we have a new explanation in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, L'yuchol L'shalcha Kol Yomov, the words Kol Yomov are understood to be telling us a new essay, that if he already was Megarisher, he should take her back. The Lashon of Taisus over here, the way he explains the Pasuk is, Hachi kamar kra, lo yucha l'shalcha, v'im shilcha, lo yehei sheiluach ze koyomov. If he really did send her away, he should do something to ensure that that sheiluach should not be for long term, shari tzorach lachzir, he's mechuyiv now to take her back. And Taisus explains, for this reason it's not considered lav shekodmol essay, because the essay is not the same essay which was around before the lois essay. The Torah now gives a new essay after he was megarasher to take her back, therefore it becomes a lavanitical essay, and there's no malchus. Taisus explains further that really the lashon of the pasuk should have been loisia liisha kol yamov. The words kol yamov l'chera should have been attached to that which it says loisia liisha. For now, the Torah says the words kol yamov after lo yuchol l'shalcha. That's how we know the Torah is giving a new essay for one who is already megarasher. Therefore, it's not a lav shekodmoy essay. This is how Taisus learned the Gemara. Rashi, however, did not learn this way. Rashi in Dibur Maschil lo yuchol l'shalcha kol yamov. He does not say like Taisus that the Torah of the Gemara for Rava is that it's a lavanitical essay. Rather, Rashi explains, since the Torah is telling us, l'yuchel l'shalcha kol yomov, which means im girish yachzir, kol yomov v'amuid v'hachzir koi, hilkach lo'y over a memra d'rachmano. The Iker Torah of the Gemara is, once the Torah is telling us that if he is megarasho, he should take her back, it's not considered as if he was over a memra d'rachmano. That's the reason why there's no chiyuv malchus. If he was over a memra d'rachmano, that would be enough to be chayiv malchus, even on something which is loy mahani. Here it's not considered that he's over a memra d'rachmano. What does Rashi mean to say? Why is it not considered that he's over a memra d'rachmano? So here we have two mahalchim and nachrinim how to explain Rashi. In the Bir HaGro over here in Eis Vav, he understands Rashi, the teretz of the Gemara according to Rava is that he was not over a memra d'rachmano, like Osra Toyer Legarish Rakum Esed Hu Lahachzir. The Gro explains the teretz of the Gemara according to Rashi is that there really is no Isra in the Torah to be Megarish. Although the Lashon of the Pasuk is L'yucha L'shalcha, the Gaon explains that the Pasuk is telling us, don't think the mitzvah is just to marry her once, afterwards he could be megarasher and he no longer has the mitzvah, rather there's a constant mitzvah to remain married to her, and even if he will go ahead and be megarasher, he's mechuyev to take her back. But it's not that he's actually over a lav, l'yuchol l'shalcha is not a lav, it's not an iser to be megarish, it's just another way of saying that he's mechuyev always to remain married to her. This is how the Gaon understands, according to Rashi, the teretz of the Gemara, that according to Rava, the reason why there's no Malkus over here is because there is actually no Isser in the Torah to be Megarish. Had there been an Isser to be Megarish, and even if when he does that Isser, it's Loi Mahani, it doesn't totally work, he has to take her back, he would still get Malkus for being over a member of the Rachmano, but here in this case it's not true, here there is no Isser at all, the Torah never gave a lav to be Megarisher. The next Rashi, Dibur Maschil Ula Abaya, is also mashm like this. Rashi over there also says, the reason why there is no Malkus, the pasuk is not saying any lav, the pasuk is just saying an essay. That's the reason why there is no chiyuv malchus. There is, however, a strong kasha on this pshat in Rashi, and that is, since the Braisa continues and the Braisa says, im koyin hu loike ve'inu machzer, a koyin cannot be machzer his grusha, he is chayiv malchus. L'chor, according to the way we're understanding now with Das Rashi, even a koyin should not be chayiv malchus, since the Torah never gave a lav, the Torah never meant to say that there's an issur to be megarasher. The Torah just meant to say that there's a chiv essay, a kum essay to marry her and to remain married, even if he would be megarasher, he should take her back. Since there is no lav at all in the pasuk, how could it be that a kohen would be chayiv malchus? This is a very strong kasha. In the Sefer Devar Shol, in Tumura Simin Yud Beis, he brings two mahalchim. He brings first this mahalch of the Goyin, and he asks this kasha. He says, Achor, you'll have to be ma'atchik and say that the way the Goyin learns Rashi in the first lashon of the Gemara, we were not gairus in the Braisa of those words, im kohen hu loike ve'ene machzer. Now, a second mahalach here, which is brought in the Dvar Shol, a different way to understand, but that's Rashi, what is the teretz of the Gemara, kol yom ba'amid v'hachzir? That which Rashi says, the reason why there's no malchus, is because once we see that ba'amid v'hachzir koi, hilkach le'ever amemra d'rachmano, Dvar Shol explains, what Rashi means to say is, once we have those words of kol yom to tell us kol yom ba'amid v'hachzir, so we now understand that when the Pasuk says, l'yuchol l'shalcha, the Torah means to say, don't send her away, but even that it will remain kol yom of. And even if he sends her away, he should take her back. Therefore, the only way to be over this Isser is if he sends her away, but even that will not be shaykh to take her back, like by a kohen. A kohen who's megarisher, it's going to be a shiluach kol yomov, since he's not going to be able to afterwards take her back. Therefore, a kohen does get malchus. But Yisrael who's meshaleach, he can always take her back. It's not necessarily going to be a shiluach kol yomov. He has the ability and he's mechuyif to take her back. Therefore, he's not chayiv malchus because he didn't do a shiluach which is kol yomov. Therefore, he's not going to be chayiv malchus. This is the second half to understand Bedas Rashi, what is the teretz of Rava. But again, according to Taisus, the Gemara is answering something totally different. According to Taisus, what the Gemara is answering is that he's not Chayiv Malkus, is because it's a lavanitic la'essay. As opposed to the way Rashi is learning, he's not Chayav Makos because he wasn't over the lav at all, for one of two reasons. Either like the Gain, Torah never meant to give a lav, or like the other Mahalach, it's only considered that he was over the lav if it was a Shiluach Kol Yomov. And the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, Ula Abayo, he loved Am Rachmana Kol Yomov, Hava Amino, Yisur Huda Ovad Le, Yiboy Lehadr, Yiboy Loy Lehadr, Kamash Molon. According to the Abayo, what's the Pshat in the words Kol Yomov? Now what exactly is the Gemara bothered by? According to Taisus, we understand what the Gemara is bothered by is, according to Abai, why does the Pasuk have to say the words Kol Yomov in the end of the Pasuk, which seemingly is making it into a Lav Anitik La'esei, in order that he should not be Chayiv Malkus? According to Abai, either way he wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus, since his Maisa was Loy Ahani, as the Gemara started off, that was the Gemara's original Raya, from here to Abaya, Keneged Rovo, we understood the reason why he's not Chayiv Malkus is because it was Loy Ahani, that was the Gemara's Raya to Abaya. So Maisa, according to Abai, why do we need the words in the end of the Pasuk, Kol Yomov? That when enters Abaya holds, if not for the words Kol Yomov, we would have thought that once he's Megarasher, he's not Mechuyiv at all to take her back. He was over an Isser by being Megarasher, but once he did already, he has no Chiyiv at all to take her back. Kamashman that he does have a Chiyiv, and in truth, what the Gemara really means to say at this point is, if there would not be a Chiyiv to take her back, we would also say that he's Chayiv Malkus. The whole reason why we patterned him for Malkus, according to Abaya, in the first place, was because it was Lo Yahani. His Maisa Gerishin doesn't help totally, he has to take her back. If we would not have those words of Kol Yomov in the end of the Pasuk, we wouldn't have known that he has to take her back. So in truth, it's really for two dinim. Firstly, the din itself, that there is still a chiyuv to take her back after he was Megarasher. And secondly, only through that do we now know that he's Pater from Malkus. Only now that he's Mechuyuv to take her back, is it Lo Yahani Maisov. Rashi as well, the Gemara was bothered, according to Abaya, why do we need those words of Kol Yomov? Vishnu, according to Rava, this is what shows us that he's Pader from Malkus. Either according to the Gain, from these words we see that there really is no Isser in the Torah, there really is only a Kum V'Essay. According to other Malach, these words show us that he's only over the Isser if he did a type of Shiluach, which is Kol Yomov. For this reason, he's Pader from Malkus. According to Abai, either way, he would be Pader from Malkus because it's Lehani Maisov. And that the Gemara's Teretz says, no, you would have thought that it is a Hani Maisov. You would have thought that once he's Megarasher, he's not Mechuyiv to take her back. Therefore, even according to Abai, he would get Malkus. For that reason, we need the words Kol Yomov to tell us that he is Mechuyiv to take her back. Once already we know that he's Mechuyiv to take her back, now that itself is now a reason to pater him from Malkus, because it's now Lo Yahani Ma'isov. Now in the second Lashon of the Gemara, the Lishna Achrino, here the Gemara tried to bring a Raya to Rava, it was a Kasha on Abaya. The Raya is from now which the Braisa says, Im Yisrael hu machzer ve'inei loike. Originally the Gemara understands the reason why the Yisrael has to take her back is Gufa because of the Klal Kalmusad Amar Achmanu Leisaviti Ovid Loi Mahani. That's Mechayiv him to take her back. On this, the Gemara says that Abai will tell you the reason why he's Mechayiv to take her back is not because of the Klal, Yovad Mahani. Rather, here the Pasuk says, Kol Yomov, from there we learn Kol Yomov Bamoid Vahachzir. The Gemara continues, what about Rava? Rava does not need those words of Kol Yomov to tell us that he has to take her back. Now we can know from the Klal of Kol Musad Amar Achmona Leisavad Yovad Mahani. Why does the Pasuk say Kol Yomov? The Gemara explains, that's what we learn according to Rava, that there is no Chayiv Malkus. As Rashi explains over here, without the words Kol Yomov, he would have been Mechuyiv Malkus. And even though it was Lo Yahani Maisov, according to Rava, that's not a reason to be Pater for Malkus, he was over a member of the Rachmano. From the Pasuk Kol Yomov, we learned that there is no Chiyiv Malkus, and the reason is, Rashi explains, because now it's a Lav Anitik La'essay. And Rashi, in the end of Dibar Maschal, V'hav Le'oynes, he finishes off, U'lahach Lishna Havihochi Kulam Askanu D'Shmeitza, which the Gro explains, Rashi means to say, that Arsiga, meaning the Siga earlier on, Adav Darom Adbeiz, which is Mevur, the reason why Yisrael is not Chayiv Malkus is because it's a Lav Anitik La'essay. That fits with this second Lashon over here, which is explaining that from the words Kol Yomov we learn that there is no Chayiv Malkus because it's Nitik La'essay. Now Lamaisa, the way Rashi learns, there really is no Chilik between the two Lashonis V'das Abaya. According to both Lashonis, the reason why there is no Chayiv Malkus according to Abaya is not because it's a Lav Anitik La'essay, rather because it's Lo Yahani Maisov. According to Rava, there's a Chilik between the two Lashonis. According to the first Lashon, the reason why according to Rava there is no Malkus is as Rashi explains, Loi Ovar Amemra Durachmano, in which we had two Pshatim from the Achronim. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, the reason why there is no Chiyuv Malkus is because it's a Lav Anitik La'essay, and the Sugya of Dalet Amud Beis will only fit with the second Lashon of Rava. Now there's an important question in the Sugya which Tosis asks over here in Dibur Maschal Meisvei, and that is, the Gemara over here is Mavur in both Lashonis, if we'll say Lo Yahani Maisov, that would be a reason why he would have to take her back. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara understood that's the reason why there's no Chiyuv Malkus according to Abaya. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara understood that Gufa is the reason why Im Yisrael Hu Machzer, he has to take her back, because Lo Yahani Maisov, That was Gemara's right to Rava and Akasha and Abaya. Rakapanam, according to both the Shainis we see, if we'll apply over here Ner Sigya Loi Ahani Maisav, the result will be that he's Mechuyiv to take her back. But not that the Gerishin won't be Chal in the first place, the Gerishin will be Chal, yet he'll have a Chiyiv to take her back. And the question that Taizis asks is, if you say Loi Ahani Lecher, that should passel the Gerishin, since the Gerishin was done through a Maisa Avera, and the Klal is Kol Milsad Omer Chmanav Loi Saviti Ovid Loi Mahani, that should result in the Gerishin being Pasel. Why is it that the Gerishin is Chal just as a Chiyiv on him to take her back? So Tosfos answers this kasha by quoting a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there says we make a hekesh between Misa and Gerishin. Over there, the Gemara is talking about a different point. The Gemara wants to know about that which it says in the first Mishnah in Kedushin, Koines Asma Beget with Misa Sabal. What is the makar that when the husband dies, she's mutter to marry whoever she wants? The Gemara over there has a tzad to say that even though there's no leisa say, she won't be usher be iser leisa say to marry someone else, but perhaps there's still an iser essay. And the Gemara says we make a hekesh between Gerishin and Misa. Ma Gerishin Shaya Vigoymeris, Af Misa Shaya Vigoymeris. Just like Gerishin is mata her totally, so too Misa Sabal is also mata her totally. She doesn't have any Yisra at all, not a Lisa say nor an essay, to go and marry someone else. Taisus applies that hekesh between Misa and Gerishin to here as well. Just as if the Ma'anis would have died, she would be mutter to marry whoever she wants, she wouldn't have any Yisra Eishesish, so too when the Ma'anis is Megarisher, also the Gerishin works. There is no Isra'ishis ish. It's still the Gemara holds we should apply the rule of Lo Yimahani to tell us that he's Mechuyiv to take her back, but Al-Kapanim, in the meantime, she definitely does not have a status of an Isra'ishis ish. The get did work to be mad to her. L'chari, what Tesis means to say is, just like Misa Sabal is always mad to her, there are no Tanoim, so too when he's Megarisher, the get has the Koyach to work unconditionally just as Misa does. Therefore, even if the Gerishin did involve an Isra, here we're not going to say the Klal of Yovid Lo Yimahani. Now, I've just mentioned that the Shita Mekabetzes over here in Eischov Dalid, he also asks this Kasha, L'chari, if we say Yovid Lo Yimahani, the get shouldn't work at all. The Lashon of the Shita Mekabetzes over there is, Afilu Reach HaGet Lo Yehebay, it shouldn't be a get at all, it shouldn't work whatsoever. And he answers in different terrors, not like Tosfos. His terrors is that surely we knew the whole time that the Pasuk concludes, Kol Yomav, from there we learn that if he was Megarisher, he has to take her back. If the Torah is telling him to take her back, we see, obviously, that the Gerishin was Chal. And he continues, even though the Gemara only introduces these words, Kol Yomav, in the terrace of the Gemara, the Shita Mekabetzes is referring to the first Lashon of the Gemara, and the Gemara asks the Kasha on Rava, according to Rava, why should there not be a Chiv Malkus for being over a member of the Rachmano? And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, Amar Kra, Kol Yomav Bamoid Vahachzir, the Shita Mekabetzes explains, even in the Kasha we knew that Kol Yomav is telling us, Bamoid Vahachzir, he has to take her back. Therefore, even in the Kasha we knew that the Gerishin was Chal. In the terrace, the Gemara is just being Mechadish that it's a Lisa Seishanitical essay, Aderech Tesis in the Sugya. That's what the Gemara means to answer Bidas Rava, that there is no Malkus because it's a Lisa Seishanitical essay. But surely we knew the whole time that there is a Tivoy to take her back. From there we see that obviously the Gerishin was Chal. Now the truth is, the Shita Mekabetzes does not explain the second Lashon of the Gemara. The same problem would apply in the second Lashon, and there the Gemara is asking on Abaya. From now which the Braisa says, Im Yisrael Hu Machzir, and the Gemara is asking according to Abaya, why does he have to take her back? Bishlamo according to Rava, we understand he has to take her back because of Yovid Lo Yimahani, but according to Abaya, why should he have to take her back? And there in the Gemara in the second Lashon, the Gemara did not know Bechlal that there's a tzivi to take her back. That's good for the terrace of the Gemara in Abaya. Shani Hosam Derechman Omer Kol Yomav Bamoid Vahachzir. If in the Kasha we didn't know at all that there's a tzivi to take her back, and the Gemara's understanding the reason why he's Mechuyiv to take her back is because of Yovid Lo Yimahani, then the question would remain, if we're saying Yovid Lo Yimahani, maybe the Gershon shouldn't be Chal at all. Why are we assuming that the Gershon is Chal, just he's Mechuyiv to take her back afterwards? In other words, the terrace of the Shita Mekabetzes would only fit in the first Lashon, not in the second Lashon. This Kasha is asked by the Dvar Shol in Simon Yud Beis, Sifkot and Beis. There's another terrace to this Kasha of Tosfos, which is brought in the Sfas Emes. This terrace is based on an important Yisoid, which a number of Rechonim say in the Sugyo, a Yisoid in when we apply the Klal of Yovid Lo Yimahani. The Iker Yisoid is already said by the Ma'arit, in his Truvis, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Tes. Rabbi Kveger also brings this Yisoid in his Truvis, Ma'adur Kama Simon Kuf Chof Tes. And the Yisoid is, when do we say the Klal of Yovid Lo Yimahani, Dafka in a case, where by saying Lo Yimahani, that's going to be Misakin the Iser. For example, the case of Tmura, the Isra of the Torah is to exchange the original carbon for a different animal by saying Lo Yimahani and the Tmur not being Chal, that'll be Misakin the Isser. That's what the Gemara over here, Behemshach, brings a Raya from Tmura. The Gemara says, L'chari, if you hold the Yovid Lo Yimahani, the Tmur should not be Chal, through saying that the tmur is nachal, that will be mekayim the rasan of the Torah, which did not want that this tmur should be done. Or for example, as we see in the Gemara, the Torah did not want that one should be mafrish truma min ha'ra le'yofe. Here the Gemara says we should apply the klal of yovel le'mahani, because by saying that the truma was nachal, through that the rasan of Torah will be niskayim. However, in a case where either way the iser was done, we're not going to be misakin anything by saying yovel le'mahani, there we will not apply the klal. For example, he says, when one shechts on Shabbos, the din is the shechita is kshera. We asked earlier, the Achrayin Marbalar, why don't we say Yovel Mahani, the shechita should not be kosher. On this, the Marit and Reb Kreger answer, using this klal, here saying Yovel Mahani is not going to help to be misakin the Isser. The Isser is netilas neshama, taking away the life of the animal, regardless of how he takes it away, through shechita, through nechira. Even if we'll say that the shechita is not kosher, and the behem is osur ba'achila, that's not going to change. The Rasan HaTorah will not be in the skyim either way, because the mice of the animal is dead, that cannot be undone. I'll just mention briefly, there's an interesting discussion in Rabbi Kveger, in Madur Kama Simen Kufa in Dalid, as far as one who did a mila on Shabbos Shalei Bizmano. We mentioned this case earlier in the Shir. Here he did not have a heter to be Deicha Shabbos, he did the mila anyhow, so he was over in Isser. The Shail is if we should say Yavad Lai Mahani, and the Tinek should still need a Tafas Dam Bris. And Reb Kreger has a discussion over there, perhaps I'll pity the site of the Marit, the Kasha will not be difficult, similar to the case of a Shechita on Shabbos, or even if we'll say Yavad Lai Mahani, and we're not going to be matur the Basar Ba'achila, the Isser will have been done anyhow, so there we're not going to say Yavad Lai Mahani. Perhaps here is the same thing, the Isser will be either way, even if the child will need a Tafas Dam Bris. On the other hand, Reb Kreger says, maybe we could say, that since if he will need a Tafas Dam Bris, and the Mila was not kosher, it will turn out that the Maisa Chabur, which he did, is a Maisa Mekalkal, it's not a Maisa of Tikkun, it's a destructive act, which is not considered a Melacha on Shabbos. Perhaps this would be considered a case where by saying Yavad Lai Mahani, that would be Misakan Isser. So that's an interesting discussion which Rabbi Kreger has over here, based on this Yisayit of the Marit. But Al-Kapan Ma'pidis Yisayit, the Sosemis wants to answer the Kasha of Tosis over here, that which Tosis asked, if the Gemara is assuming we should apply the klal of Yavad Lai Mahani in this case of Oynes Shagirish, so why is it just that Lai Mahani and he has to take her back? Why does the Lai Mahani not accomplish that the whole Gershon should be bottle? So the Sasemis answers this by explaining that the Isser for one who is Ma'anis a woman to be Megarisher afterwards is not dependent on halachically the Gershon working. If theoretically he would send her out of his house, he would stop living with her, he would also be over the Isser, even if halachically he never was Megarisher. Even if he's still considered married to her, but if he does not treat her as a wife, he's also being over this Isser. Therefore the Sasemis says, based on this Yisayit of the Marit, we can answer, here we're not going to say that if he's Megarish or Be'isser, the Gershon is Nachal, because that's not going to be Misakan the Isser. The Yisayit of the Isser is that which he sent her away, is not treating her as his wife. By saying that the Gershon was Nachal, that's not going to help to be Misakan the Isser. If we're here, we're not going to apply the Klal of Yavad Lai Mahani to say that the Gershon was Nachal, based on this Yisayit of the Marit. So this is another important Klal in the Sugyo, when we apply the rule of Yavad Lai Mahani and when we don't. And this is another teretz to the Kasha of Tosfos from the Sfas. Now continue on to the next raya of the Gemara. V'harei toirim min haro ala yofe, derachman omar mikol chelboi, chelboi in giru in loi. We learn from a pasuk that a person should be toirim min hayofe ala yofe, not min haro ala yofe. And yet still the Mishnah in Truma says, ein toirim min haro ala yofe v'im taram trumasei truma. If he does it, the Truma is chal, and this is a Kasha on Rava, l'chai we should say yofe loi mahani. And this my answer is, Amalacha Rava, Shani Hosom, Kirabiloi, Dama Rabiloi, Minayim Terim Min Ara Ala Yofa Shri Trumasi Truma. He says, where do we see from the Pasuk that if one is Terim Min Ara Ala Yofa, the Truma is Chal, Shinemar Vlai Sisu Olav Chit, Baharim Chem Eschel Bei Mimenu. The Pasuk says, one should not be over in Avera when he's Mafish Truma, meaning in this case, if he's going to be Terim Min Ara Ala Yofa, he's going to be over in Avera. And Rabiloi says, Im Eina Kodesh Nesias Chet Dama, if the Truma is not Chal, so what avir could there possibly be? It didn't work. From here you see, here the Torah is megala to us, that we don't say Yavad Loi Mahani like we do B'derech Klal according to Rava. Here, Yavad Mahani. Now Tosfos over here in Divrei Maschil in Einoi Kodesh asks an obvious kasha. Tosfos asks this kasha as well in Kedushin Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. What is Rabbi Loi bother with over here? Im Einoi Kodesh Nesias Chet Lomo. If the Truma was Nachal, what avir can there possibly be? This is a direct steer to that which we saw in Daf Daradom and Beis. Rava says that one could even get Malkus from being over an Aver which was not successful because he was over a member of the Rachmanos. So maybe that's what it means here as well. Don't be over an Avera if you're mafish min arua la yofe, einich nami tznachal, because the yofe loy mahani, but for trying to do so, he was over a member of the Rachmano, and he'd be over in Avera. So Tosafos brings a teres to this kasha from the Rashmi Shans, and that is when the Gemara says, "Ein kodesh nesiyas chet lomo," the Gemara does not mean to say that in Svara, if the truma was nachal, it wouldn't be possible that he was over in Avera. And what the Gemara means to say is, we know already from the pasuk of Mikol Chelvoy that one is supposed to be mafish min ayofe ala yofe, not min arua ala yofe. So if he was over and he was mafish min arua ala yofe, we know that he was over a member of the Rachmano. Why do we need this pasuk of Sisu Olav Chet? What is that moisif to us? Akarcha, that's telling us that the truma is chal. The Shnita Mugbetis over here in Ois Chafei explains the kavana of Tosfos. Tosfos means from the extra pasuk which says Sisu Olav Chet, that's to tell us that he's over on a chet godol, on a significant avera. In other words, the pasuk is telling us that it is chal, so it's not just the avera of being over a member of the Rachmano, it's more than that, it's a significant avera because the truma was actually chal, and it was chal not the way the Torah wanted it to be done. One can take a look in Tosfos in Kedushin, Daf Memvav Amud Beis, Dibur Maschol Ein Kodosh. There he says a little bit of a different nusach to answer this kasha. In the Tosfos Harosh, both over there in Kedushin and in Yevamos Daf Peites Amud Beis, he says a teres to this kasha that truma is different than other averas. If one doesn't have freshest truma and it's not chal, that's not looked at as a meisa avera at all. He says it's ka'odam ha'metaltol tvuasim mimokim l'mokim. It's like stam, he moved his tvua from one place to another place. We don't look at that as a meisa avera. Therefore, you can't say that the chet is for being over a member of the Rachmano. The Tosfos Harosh would seem to need further hasber. For now, we'll mention another teres, which is nechadusha agracha l'ashas over there in Kedushin. He says another teres to the kasha of Tosfos, and that is, that which there's an iser when one is toyer min arua la yofe, Reb Chaim explains it's not the pshat that for being toyer ra'a he's over an iser, rather for not being toyer yofe, that's the iser. He says theoretically if it was possible to be mafish shuma a second time, so even if he was toyer min arua la yofe, if afterwards he could go ahead and be toyer min hayofe ala yofe a second time, it would turn out that he's not over any iser. There's no iser to be toyer min ra'a. It's just that since once he was mafish truma already, he cannot be mafish a second time. So when one is mafish min arah, the reason why he's over an iser is not be'etzem for being mafish min arah. It's just that now he's no longer able to be mafish min ayofe. That's the yisayder iser for not being mafish min ayofe. If so, Reb Chaim says we can understand very clearly the kasha of the Gemara. Me'ini kodesh nesiyas chet lomo. Tosfos is bothered by why don't we say the chet is for being over a member of the Rachmana. Reb Chaim says here we would not be shaykh to say such a thing. Here, if he would be able to be mafish truma a second time because the hafreshes truma of the ro was nachal, you can't say that he's over an iser for trying to be mafish min ara. The hafreshes ara is not the iser be'etzin. The iser is for not being mafish min ayofe. If he's able to be mafish afterwards, since the hafreshes ara was nachal, so he wasn't over anything by being mafish min ara, that's not considered that he's over a member of the Rachmano. Now, continue on to the Gemara Nomer Beis, where the Gemara brings a raya from the Inyan of Tmura to this machlekes of Yovid Leimahani. This is really the reason how this whole sugya of Yovid Leimahani comes in over here in Maseches Tmura, because of this raya of the Gemara. Gemara proves, by Tmura the Pasuk says, Lo yachifenev lo yamareisai, and the din of the Mishnah is, Lo yishadum rashay lo hamer elushim hamer mumar v'seifig esar boim. The Gemara asks, you see from here, like Abaya, that Yovid Mahani, according to Rava, we should say that the Tmura is nachal. And this Gemara answers, Shani hosam da amar kro, v'hayahu usmrasa yihi akoidish. Here the Pasuk says, Beferish, that the Tmura is chal. The Gemara then continues, the Gemara says, Ula Abaya, what about according to Abaya, why do you need this pasuk, Vayahu Smrasa Yi HaKodesh? The Shita Mekubetzes over here, and Ois Blaiz explains, the whole kasha originally in the Gemara really was to get to this point, surely we know the pasuk says Beferish, Vayahu Smrasa Yi HaKodesh. The Gemara never really meant to ask a kasha on Rava. The main point of the Gemara is to ask a kasha on Abaya. Bishlamo, according to Rava, we understand why the pasuk has to say, Vayahu Smrasa Yi HaKodesh. But according to Abaya, that he offered Mehani, why do you need this pasuk? And this Gemara answers, Ilav Amar Achmona Vahyahu Sperasai Hav Amina Tetzi Zu V'Tikonis Zu Kamash Malon. According to Abaya, the pasuk is not needed to tell us that Kedusha is Chal on the second Behema, the Behema of Chulin, that we know, since the din is the Yovid Mehani, the pasuk is to tell us that the first animal retains its Kedusha. We shouldn't say that the Kedusha is transferred, now the original carbon becomes Chulin. The pasuk is telling us, Vahyahu Sperasai Yakodesh, the Behema of Hegdish retains its Kedusha. And the stipler in Kehilas Yaakov Siman Beis brings this Gemara as a raya to a nidin which we discussed in the first shiur. What exactly is the yisayda of the iser of Tmura? Is the yisayda iser that which he tried to take the kedusha off of the original carbon, or is the iser, or perhaps also the iser is that which he puts a new kedusha, kedushas Tmura, onto the second animal, the behemoth of chulin? And the Stipler says, if we'll say that the whole Isser is only that which he tried to take the Kedusha off of the original carbon, that which he's placing a new Kedusha on the second carbon, that's not part of the Azhara of the Torah. When the Torah says, Lo Yomer Oisai, the Torah is not talking about any Isser of putting the Kedusha on the second one. The whole Isser is that which he tried to take the Kedusha off of the original carbon. If so, the Stipler asks, what is the Gemara asking over here? Vahari Tmura, that which the Gemara begins by asking, that the Pasuk says, Lo Yachlifenev Lo Yomer Oisai, yet the Mishnah tells us, Im Homer Mumer Vesefikis Arboim, the Mishnah tells us that if he is Memer, the Tmura is Chal, Lachar if you hold the Ovid Loi Mahani, we should say that the Tmura is Nachal. And Gemara says it's only because of the Pasuk, Vayhu Smrosa Yiyah Kodesh. The Chari asks, if there is no Isser involved at all in placing the Kedusha on the second one, this is just trying to release the Kedusha from the first one, why, if you would hold the Ovid Loi Mahani, would that be a reason to say that the Kedusha is Nachal on the second Behema? Why would it be a problem now which the din is that the Tmura is Chal on the second one and they're both Kodesh? Why would that be connected to the Klal of Yovid Loi Mahani? The Kedusha is not being released from the first animal. If the first animal would lose its Kedusha, we understand that would be connected to the Klal of Yovid Loi Mahani. But if all the Mishnah says is Im Homer Yumer, which means that both of them are Kodesh, so why is that connected to the Klal of Yovid Loi Mahani? That which is Makdish, the second one, does not involve any Isser, so why in that should we say that a Yovid Loi Mahani and the Kedusha is not Chal? This would be right, the Stipler says, that even without the first one becoming Chulin, just the fact that he's Makdish the second one with the Kedusha of Tmura, that itself would involve an Isser, and therefore the Gemara is bothered, we should say Yavad Loi Mahani, and the Kedusha should not be Chal in the second Behema. So the Stipler continues and he answers, he says, this is not a Raya. Really you could say that the site of the Isser Tmura is that which he's trying to release the Kedusha from the original carbon. That which he's trying to give a Kedusha's Tmura to a second animal, that's not part of the Isser. Yet still, over here we should say Yavad Loi Mahani, and the Kedusha should not be Chal in the second Behema. And the Pshat is, this really takes us back to the Yisayid which we said earlier in the beginning of the Shir, from Yikveger and the Minchas Chinuch. What exactly is the Yisayid of Yavad Loi Mahani according to Rava? We presented to Tzadim, is the Pshat, that a Maisa which involves an Aveira, it's not Mestar that the Torah would give a Koyach to that Maisa to be able to be Poyal Achalois. The second Tzad was, a Nichlal in the Isra of the Torah, when the Torah says not to do something, the Torah is really telling us at the same time both the Isser to do it, and that if he does it, he's aver, the chalais will not work. And the Stipler says, if you hold like the first tzad, that a maisa avera cannot be poyel chalais, then we can understand, even if the whole Isser of Tmur is that which he tried to remove the Kedusha from the first behema, however, that maisa which tried to release the Kedusha from the carbon is the same maisa which tried to put Kedusha onto the second animal, when he takes a behema of kachim, and he takes a behema of chulin, and he says, zu tmura zu, this Amir involves an Isser, he's trying through this Amir to remove the Kedusha from the first Behema. Since it involves an Aver, the Maisa does not have the ability to make any Chalais, therefore even for the Chalais to be Chal, that the second one becomes Kodesh, that also should not be Chal. Bishma, if you hold like the second Tzad, the holy state of Avad Loi Mahani is, that when the Torah says not to do something, the Torah is also telling you that if you try to do it, it's not Chal. Then we understand the Kasha of the Stipler is a good Kasha. If the whole Maisa Aver is that which he tried to remove the Kedusha from the first Behema, not that which he tried to put the Kedusha on the second Behema, so then we'll understand when the Torah says not to do Tmura, we'll understand that Nichlal in that Pasuk is that if he does try to do Tmura, he does try to do this Isser, it won't be Chal, but we're not going to say that it's also included that the Kedusha is not Chal on the second Behema, since that's not really part of the Isser. However, if you go like the other Tzad, any Maisa which involves an Aver does not have a Koyach to be Poyel Chalois. So in this case, even though what made this Maisa into a Maisa Avera is the fact that it's trying to remove the Kedusha from the first Behema, not that which is trying to place the Kedusha on the second Behema, but since it's all the same Maisa which is trying to do both, and this Maisa does contain within it a Maisa Avera, therefore the Gemara holds that the Maisa should not be able to be Poyel L'Chalois to place the Kedusha on the second Behema. Now there is another way to answer this Taina of the Kehilas Yaakov, and to say that really if the only issue over here was the Kedusha being Chal on the second Behema, and that's not the Avera, and that we wouldn't say Yavad Loi Mahani. The Pshan Ligmar is as follows, and this is based on the Svasemes. The Svasemes over here in the Sigh is bothered by Akasha. What was the Gemara's Havmina to ask on Rava that we should say Yavad Loi Mahani? Is it Befer Shapasik Vahyahu Smrasa Yi HaKodesh? So in truth, we pointed out already before from the Shitim Mikubetes, who's also bothered by the same problem, and he learns, Eina Chanami, the Gemara never meant to really ask Akasha on Rava. The Gemara was just trying to get to the next step to ask Akasha Nabaya, why does he need the Pasuk of Vahayuhu Smarasa Yiyah Kodesh? But the Zosema says a different mahalach. He explains, the Gemara and the Kasha held that from the Lashon of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Im Homer Mumer V'Seifik Yisar Abayim, that Lashon Im Homer Mumer is Mashma, that the Maisa Tmura really worked, and the Kedusha was removed from the first animal, the original carbon, and it was transferred onto the second behemoth. Even though we know that there is a Gzeiras HaKosav which says that they're both Kodesh, since the Mishnah uses that Loshanim Homer Mumer, that would be Mashma, that Be'etzem, really the Kedusha was removed from the original carbon. Just the Torah says, the Torah is telling us, a new din, the Torah is putting a new Chalois Hegdish onto the original behemoth, even though really his Maisat Mumer removed already the Kedusha. If so, we understand very well the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, according to Rav, that Imavid Loi Mahani, why would it then be that the Kedusha is removed? We should say that since it was done through a Maisa Aveira, the Tumur should not work, and the original Kedusha should remain on the first Behemah. And again, the Mishnah is not Mashma like that. The Mishnah is Mashma that the Kedusha is removed, just the Torah put it back through this Pasuk, Vayuhu Smarasa Yeh Kodesh. This is how the Sfasemus explains the Havamin of the Gemara. And this Gemara answers, Shani Hosam Dhamma Krav Ahoyahu Smarasa Yeh Kodesh. The Sfasemus explains what the Gemara means to answer is that the Pasuk itself is Mashma, for now which it says, and who usum rasa yiyah kodesh? Why does it say who yiyah kodesh? The carbon itself is not becoming kodesh now; it was always kodesh. So the pasuk itself will be mashma like this. And although usually we say yavid loy mahani, here the Torah is telling us a yavid mahani. And the only reason why the original carbon has kedusha now is because the Torah was mekadosh it once again after the ma'aseh tmura. In other words, here the Torah is telling us a yavid mahani. This will be exception to the rule. This is how the Sfasemus wants to suggest pshat in the Gemara. The Maaseh himself says, "Be'emes rochek loy merkein." It's very mechudish to say this. We mentioned this tad already in the first year on the Masechta, but Hakoparim, this is where the Sfasemus says it over here on this Gemara. But Hakoparim, if you learn the Gemara derech the Sfasemus, this would also be a teretz to the kasha of the stipler. According to the way the Sfasemus is learning, the Gemara is not asking that through the cloud of the Ovid loy mahani that will be a reason to say the kedusha should not be chal on the second behema. Now we could say in a chenami the Ovid loy mahani would not address the kedusha of the second behema because that's not really the iser. This is only to try to remove the Kedusha from the first Behemah. And we're asking over here that according to Rava, we should say, Yavid Loi Mahani, according to this Pshat of the Sfasemus, what the Gemara means to say is, as far as the removal of the Kedusha from the first Behemah, we should say Yavid Loi Mahani, since that definitely was done through a Maisa Avera, and that was the Gemara's Kasha, the Mishnah is Mashma, otherwise, the Mishnah is Mashma, the Batsam, Yavid Mahani, here the Kedusha was removed from the first Behemah. Akapan, we have two Mahalchim in understanding the Kasha of the Gemara. And the Gemara was asking that according to Rava, we should say Yavid Loi Mahani, the Pashas of the Gemara, and this is how the stipler learned. The Gemara was asking on the Kedusha of the second Behemah. Why should it be Chal? We should say Yavid Loi Mahani. According to the Mahalach of the Sfasemes, he wants to suggest the Gemara is really asking on the Kedusha of the first Behemah, the carbon. The Mishnah was Mashma, that Kedusha was removed, and now we should say Yavid Loi Mahani. How did it help? How did his Maisa remove the Kedusha from the carbon? And furthermore, we could take out of this Lamaisa, have to understand the Geder of the Avosh Adinah that when one is Meimer, both Behemoths are Kodesh, according to the Shita of Rava, that he Yavid Loi Mahani, so according to the first side that we explained the Gemara, the Kedusha on the original carbon is the same Kedusha which it had all along, since he Yavid Loi Mahani. The Kedusha on the second Behemoth, that's Gzeiras HaKosav, the Torah says that also becomes Kodesh, even though really it should have been Loi Mahani, the Kedusha should not have been Chal on that Behemoth. According to the second side, the Kedusha on the first Behemoth also is a new Kedusha, even though Rava holds B'derech Chal Yavid Loi Mahani. Here we see from the Pasuk that he Ovid Mahani, and he was successful to remove the Kedusha from the first Behemah. That which it has Kedusha now is a new Kedusha which the Torah placed on it. We mentioned in the first year that which the Rambam says, the Din of Ahayahu Smrasa Yiyah Kodesh is the Knas of the Torah. According to the first side, the Knas is that which the second Behemah is Kodesh. According to the second side, that which the original carbon is Kodesh right now, that's the Knas, since really over here we would say Ovid Mahani, the Kedusha was removed through his Maisa Tzmura, and only now that the Torah said, Vayu Smrasa Yiyah Kodesh, the Kedusha is once again returned to that carbon. This is all according to Rava in the Sugya. According to Abaya, the Gemara explains, the Pasuk of Vayu Smrasa Yiyah Kodesh is to tell us, Hav Amin, I would have thought, Tete Zuvi Tikonas Zu, Kamashman, the Pasuk says that both are Kodesh. Meaning, according to Abaya, that Yavi Mahani, you would have said, the Kedusha is removed from the first Behemah, and it's Chal on the second Behemah. The Pasuk says, Vayu Smrasa Yiyah Kodesh, the first Behemah also has Kedusha. L'chair, this would be Mashma that according to Abaya, the Pshat is, Knas is that which the first Behemah has Kedusha. The Knas is not about the second Behemah, rather it's about the first Behemah. However, surely this is not Muchach. One can say that even according to Abaya, after we have the Pasuk which says, V'hayahu Smrasiya Kodesh, that both of them have Kedusha, it could be that it's more mistabrit to say, what the Torah is telling us is that really over here we say, Yavid Loi Mahani. The Torah is telling us this is an exception to the rule, and here is Maisa Tmura was not successful to remove the Kedusha from the first Behemah. Now which the second Behemah has Kedusha, now already that's a Knas. Once we're saying that the Maisa Tmura did not work, That which the second one has kedusha, that's the knas. So even according to Abayi, we don't have to say such a chiddush that the kedusha was removed from the first behemoth and then afterwards the Torah put it back on. We could say that really his maisa tzmona was not successful. Before the pasuk, you would have said teitzizu v'tikonazu. Now that we have the pasuk vayuhu asmonasiya kodesh, the pasuk is telling us that here it's loy mahani, and the knas, that's the kedusha which is chal on the second behemoth.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.